can't get enough.
It's the B92.5, Montreal's Perfect Mix. Kat Spencer with Claudia Marquez. If you don't mind, Claudia, I'm going to brag about your kid for a second.
Oh, are you?
People have to know this, that your son, Noah, got a job basically he auditioned for a radio commercial.
Right.
And he got like the English guy and the French guy. He got both jobs.
That's right.
To do this very cool radio. And he's going to get paid really well. And you must be so proud of this kid.
I definitely am so proud. He's recording tomorrow, actually.
Wow. This is great. So you feel good about it. This is perhaps his career path.
I actually scares the crap out of me. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm very, very proud of him. And I think this is a great industry to be in. But I also know like how hard it is and how cutthroat it is. And so like, I like to see this as a fun side job for now, but I don't know if I would necessarily tell him to choose this as a career because it's so hard.
That's funny because I honestly wish either of my kids were interested in radio.
Really?
Because I think I could really help them and teach them and get them experience and tell them which path to take. But neither of them have zero interest in radio.
Right. And I guess that's the advantage when your kids are interested in what you do is the fact that you can facilitate, you know, like the industry for them in that sense. But I also find that everybody's got to find their own path. You know what I mean? Like life is a journey and you have to find your own journey.
That's interesting. So you do not want your children to follow in your footsteps is what you're saying.
Not necessarily. No.
Really? I would love kids too. And
really?
Let's switch kids.
Okay. I'm really proud of Brett because he's so good in hockey. Maybe he's going to end up being like an NHL hockey player.
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
I think your kid's going to steal my job one day. This is not what I'm worried about. But here's the question we want to ask you. Do you want your child to follow in your footsteps? Okay, it's a good question. Think about it. Let us know, or maybe they have already. We'd love to hear from you. Text us 92925 from the Beat 92.5. Do you want your child to follow in your footsteps? And we're getting so many great texts tonight at 92925.
That's right. And I guess it would be sort of like the natural thing to do for children because they see their parents and talk about like what they do. So they're kind of like, oh, I think this is what I want to do. But sometimes our job is to sort of like give them more options, right? Somebody said, no, I always encourage them to be who they were born to be and to find their own path. Somebody else said, yes, both daughters are dentists, as am I and my wife.
Wow.
So the four of them in the family are dentists. That's amazing. Somebody else said, well, I work as a mail carrier for Canada Post for over 26 years now, and both my girls also work at Canada Post, and we also all enjoy it.
Aaron had a nice text, too, so we called her up. So you're summing up by saying you really don't want your kids to follow your footsteps. Why?
Well, I think as we get older, we were brought up a certain way, and there's so many more opportunities now that kids have in schools and CEGEPs that we didn't have. We were kind of brought up just to do, you know, you got out of school, whether you did school or didn't, you have to, you know, get a job, and that's what you did for your whole life, and it wasn't something necessarily chose that you loved.
Right. And I think what she's saying is, you know, like times have changed. There's so much, like the world is there for them.
Right.
Which we didn't necessarily have when we were so much younger. Find your child's strength and encourage it from there.
And I think there's like 85%, is it, of jobs that are going to be existing in the near future that we don't even know about yet. So can you imagine?
And there was also a survey where they surveyed people that didn't like the careers they chose. And a huge percentage was they felt pressure from their parents.
There you go.
All right.
So just follow your heart.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Noah, do not steal my radio job someday until I'm officially retired. Then you can have this chair. All right.